Hello. Happy New Year. It must be January. Hello, everybody. Happy New Year. This is the first of the New Year podcast for the Digital Vibe. So, on entrepreneurship, this is what the entrepreneurship show is all about. So, my first entrepreneurship show of the decade. And, wow, last decade was interesting. This year, my expectation and anticipations are going to be so totally different because I planned on it. I did. So, entrepreneurship, all things entrepreneur. Wow, you know, gosh, being an entrepreneur, you know, visionaries, right? Entrepreneurs are visionaries. So as a visionary, as being an entrepreneur, you have this thing called a vision, your mission, your goals, things like that. But being an entrepreneur is, it's a lifestyle. It is. It really is. It allows you to be free. So entrepreneurship has a lot to do with freedom. And the freedoms that I enjoy as an entrepreneur are money freedom, time freedom, location, being in a location freedom, living anywhere, being anywhere as an internet entrepreneur. And it's allowed me to just be myself. And taking the things that I want to say and whatever I wanted to do and all these ideas and things I wanted to do them and to put them out there to you. And, you know, people think that entrepreneurs, there's two things about entrepreneurship. Some say entrepreneurs are born. Some say entrepreneurs are made. I say entrepreneurs, as far as for me anyway, I was born to be an entrepreneur, to lead. So I think it's, and sometimes it can be a little bit of both, but I was born to lead, born to be an entrepreneur. I like being that, because how many, because not all of us are entrepreneurs. All of us have these things we want to do. We say we're going to do them. We have these things. Some of us, you know, say I'm going to do it and come up with an idea. And sometimes it's like that. The way that things do happen, it's like, I never expected it to work that way. You know, all of a sudden something happens in your life. Let's say, for example, you lose a job. And then all of a sudden you're lying around your house and then something just speaks to you right then and there. And then what do? You respond to it. And all of a sudden you get these ideas and, oh, you know what? I can create this. I can do this. I can do this. You would have never thought of it before that moment happened. So entrepreneurship is pretty much on your own, doing your own thing and expressing itself in your way. So being an entrepreneur is a bit personal because you're expressing yourself in whatever way that you choose. Whether it's doing a podcast, whether it's creating clothing, doing a clothing line, having, you know, stuff like that. Whatever you came up with, that was an idea that you didn't realize that all of a sudden this thing popped. I want to do that. Oh, something happened, a circumstance happened. Do you know the most innovative ideas that a lot of the well-known entrepreneurs in this world have come out of something that came out of a circumstance in their lives? All of a sudden, somebody gets homeless. Next thing, they're coming up with the next big idea. A lot of these things happen in ways that we could not want happen to us, but these are the way that happened to many different entrepreneurs. The way they became successful, the way they became entrepreneurs, is because out of circumstances that they had in their lives. And sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not so good. So, you know, when you think of your story, when you begin to ask yourself that, you know, how did I, you know, the different things that became an entrepreneur, when you begin to share your story and tell your story like I often do, then you begin to, you know, kind of see, wow, you know, you go back a little bit and appreciate the steps that you've taken on this journey called entrepreneurship, because it is a lifelong learning process of ideas, of pitfalls, of mistakes, of joy, of not so joyous, of partnerships and relationships, of opportunities. So many things. And when I started, just the fact of the entrepreneurship side of my life several years ago, I didn't imagine it being as big as it is today. I never did. I really never imagined it to be this big. But I knew it could be, and that's the point. I dreamed big and I got big. But I never expected it to be this way. You know, it has taken so many twists and turns. I never imagined that it would take it. And then I'm finding myself going in this direction. But why am I going in that direction? Because it's that dream that's pulling you in that direction. And sometimes you find yourself going this way and this place and this direction. But the whole point of it is, it's your dream that's pulling you in that direction. And that's what happens. Sometimes you don't know how things are going to be. You don't know where this path is going to take you. All of a sudden you meet the people. You started out just saying, this is what I want to do. Or something happened, a circumstance happened, and this happened. And then all of a sudden your life takes a shape that you never thought could happen. But it evolved. And that's what happens when you take your entrepreneurship journey. I mean, is it true for you? You know, a lot of us don't inherit a lot of money. You know, I'm not one of them. Nobody gave me $1 million to start a business. Nobody gave me a dime or 50 bucks or whatever you have it to start a business. Nobody gave me anything to start it. I am self-made. And anybody that has anything that somebody gave them, even if you're funded by your parents, or a family member, or investor, that is not self, to a degree it's self-made. But I guess for me, bare bones self-made means that you did it all by yourself. From the ideas, to the creativity, to the production, to the financial aspects. I would say my greatest asset was my mentors. But one of my greatest. But my greatest asset would have to be me, my desire and my passion to always learn, never stop learning, branching out, exposing myself, speaking, improving on that. I always stuck with the things that I know that I did well. Anything I had to learn along the way, I was willing to do everything. And that's the thing. You have to be willing to do everything that needs to be done to get your dream ideas to completion, to realization. So that's when people say, are you truly self-made? Are you called to be an entrepreneur? That would depend on so many different factors. I think people have done it out of necessity. So they were never born to do it. So I think out of necessity, your back was against the wall. You had no other choice. A lot of entrepreneurs have done that. Their back was against the wall. They had no other choice. Bills were coming in. They had no other choice. So the circumstance is different. So when the question is asked to me, are entrepreneurs born or are they made? It's both. Circumstances can make you. You know, circumstances can make you an entrepreneur. Because when you don't have any source of income, when you don't have any investors who are not willing to do and invest in you, and you have something that you don't want anybody to invest in, for you could take your thing, and it's not that it's a circumstance, but you decided long time ago that I'm not going to have anybody invest in something, and I'm going to see if I can do it myself. And that's the me. I'm that me. I'm the one who wanted to be that entrepreneur that said I can do this. I'm going to invest in myself, and I'm going to do it all by myself. I didn't ask anybody for funding. There was no money for funding. I had to learn a lot. And the creativity of this and the joy of this is what kept me moving and going. Because I do love this. I do love speaking and doing what I'm doing here. So whatever I needed to learn as a podcaster, I learned it. I didn't have to learn to love it. It's just something I desired to do and I wanted to do it. I enjoy speaking. So I said, whatever. My attitude was whatever, you know, it is, for however long it takes, whatever I needed to learn to get my dreams and my goals met, I was willing to do it. So I'm at a stage and point now where I don't have to learn too much. I don't, you know, a lot of different things that have come up, like different technologies and stuff. If I want to branch out, I have to learn that. I don't have to do everything, but if I want to make a decision to do that, whatever that might be, if it involves new technology, something to learn, I'm willing to do that. That's been my attitude. That's been my mentality. Because I would not have gotten as far as I have gotten if I did not have that attitude. So I have it, you know. I have that. That's been a part of my lifestyle for quite a long time. You know, that's why I say that, being an internet entrepreneur has challenged me, because with technology, so many different things you have to learn. If you want to take your show, your income, you know, to the next level, then you want to do all these different things. And so that's why I said, whatever it is I have to do, I'm going to do that. So, you know. But my mentality has been, I've always been open to learning new technology. That's been a no-brainer for me. So I don't have that concern at all. You know, learning these new things it gives me a sense of achievement that, wow, I learned that little piece of technology. I could put that in my little notch and say, wow, I got that. You know, it's a self-affirming thing. It may not mean much to anybody else on this planet, but it means a lot to me. And that's what entrepreneurship should be for you. It should be a personal satisfaction. You ought to take some time and look at what it means like for you. I know my entrepreneurship, the way that it's taken, has been one of giving back and giving. That's part of it. But the personal satisfaction, I want to enjoy that too. I want to be able to do the things, the service, the giving that I do with this show, the making a difference part. But I also want that self-satisfaction part. So sometimes we as entrepreneurs can get so caught up in either doing one more than the other, and we don't acknowledge ourselves. We can do so much and be busy serving and giving and providing content for so many people and doing stuff, taking the time to do that, that we ourselves as entrepreneurs, we do get a little bit lonely. We do need something back for us too. It's like I always say, leaders need somebody to give them some kind of encouragement every once in a while. That's why I stop and I take the time to look at what I have done and encourage myself in what I'm doing. I need that self-satisfaction, because when I do that, I give more of myself. I'm never going to be that person. And even in this new year, I've made that self-commitment. I'm not going to be a going, doing for this and this and this and this and this. And even these shows and the products I put out there, if I don't myself have that time, that me time, I need that. That's a personal thing. And I'm not going to change that. I want to have a balanced life. Like a well-balanced diet, a balanced life. I had written some time ago something on my website, which I still have today, that the world needs more entrepreneurs. I always talked and spoke in a way that I never looked at myself. You know, I was always a blogger. A blogger, you're putting out information, writer for other people, doing all these things. But being a podcaster has given me a sense of myself. What does Annette want? That's why this podcast is all about Annette. Not everybody else. It's all about me. It's my time. Every day is my time. You know, because you can get so lost that you forget yourself and put yourself as a second-class person. And sometimes you don't, you know, as a content creator, because that's what we are called when we're putting out these shows, you as the audience, you don't realize how much work that it goes into doing these things. It's quite a bit sometimes. It takes time to plan it, to create it, to put it just right, just for you. So, you know, that's what we do. And entrepreneurship is about giving back. It is about that. It is about that. It is about giving back and making a difference. It always has been. When people talk about doing something they love and something that they enjoy and making a living out of it, that's a beautiful thing. I'm doing what I love. I enjoy it. And I'm creating something out of it. It's not work to me, although there is work put into this. But I get to enjoy doing it. But I own my time too. I want to be able to do things on my own schedule and my own time. And that's also the beauty of being an entrepreneur. But sometimes with entrepreneurship, you don't have the time. Other people, if you want your goals to get to a certain place and you want to develop partnerships and relationships, you do have to allow other people to take a little bit of your time. But that's why you have to decide what you want and, you know, give the time to what's needed. And if it has something to do with your goals, you take the time to learn the technology, you take the time to form those partnerships that you need to get your business to the next level. Whatever it is that you need to do, you do that. Because that's a price you pay for being an entrepreneur. There's a little bit of a price in there, you know. There's some price, you know, there's some cost benefits kind of thing, you know. But if you want to own it and you want to spend your time building your dreams and not somebody else's, and the independence that comes with that, it is something else. Sometimes I have to catch myself. I said, am I really experiencing this? Oh, the freedom. It's freedom. It's freedom. And sometimes I don't know what to do with myself. Maybe sometimes that's what it is. with the free time, with the freeness of it. I don't have to be busy doing a whole lot of stuff. I schedule my days and my time. And I have my things I want planned out. But the great thing about being an entrepreneur is that at times you get such a freedom, such a liberality. That, my gosh, sometimes you don't even realize that you are truly, like, this is happening. It's not a dream. It's real. As 2020 is now, and my dreams, my hopes and joys and things like that are being realized, it's as real as it gets. But I did the sacrifice. I did all the things. And I don't really think I sacrifice as much as I used to. I don't give up my time, but when I give of my time, I do it in a way that is not only beneficial for you, but for me as well. It's a duality to it. So I've heard a lot of people tell me, well, yes, and that you could, you know, why don't you do a live show? Like I said, I'm still scheduling my time. I'll let you know when I do that. So when I do that, you guys who listen to this podcast on a regular basis will be the first ones to know when I do that. But in the meantime, I have other things that have really been planned, that I had planned already, that I'm getting back to, that I needed to do, that I haven't done. So I might squeeze it in. I don't know when. But I'll let you know. And I might surprise you and sneak up and say, hey, it's happening. No. But it's going to happen the first quarter of this year. That's for sure. If I decide to do that, you will know. So it's like these different projects. They're on the table. They're off the table. Some I might do. Some I won't do. Again, you know, I get to make that choice. Do I want to do that? I have these goals, and the thing that's going to get me there to those goals, those are the things that I will do. So sometimes I may not choose a certain thing that maybe somebody else thinks I might do or I should do. I'm looking at my goals and my plans and my objectives, and whatever way gets me there, I'm going to do those. And I'm going to do those. So, but like I said, Who knows? So I may very well, but I'm not going to tell you because, like I said, I'm working on also doing my course. I'm finishing up my online course, which is Premium Audio. I did the first quarter of that, the first chapter of that. It's four parts. Planning is the first stage. So that's completed. If you want to purchase that, that's on sale right now. Visit my website. It takes you there. And I also developed my personal professional course, which is the Wealth Building Series, which I'm going to make at a discount. You know, I was thinking about that. It's already on a discount for this month, but I'm going to make it at a discount for the first quarter. So that's January, February, March. That's it. So get it while it's hot. And it's just for the first quarter only. And I'm telling everybody, just for the first quarter only. The Wealth Building Series will be at a discount of about, I think it's a little over, close to 70% off. Just for the first quarter. And that is all. So, that's it. That's my little giveaway. Give it to you. That's what you want. You get a discount. You get it that way. But it is a great, it's an amazing course. And it's well worth the full price. So It's I cannot say, you know, I look at the amount of the writing I've done, the technical writing I've done, the producing the shows and the podcasts and creating them, developing them, doing them. Multifaceted. Yes. Multi-talented, yes. It takes time, yes. But I don't want burnout. I don't want to do burnout to myself. Because again, this is what happens when you dream big, you're gonna get big. But the wealth building series, just for the first quarter only. And my online digital course, which is audio, my premium shows, those are available for sale right now, $300 for that. 13 episodes. So, selling is my next one. That's coming up. So, but entrepreneurship, it's twofold. Just like life, your purpose in life is twofold. It's to make a difference in your life, make a difference in my life. It's a duality, it's a dual purpose. So, you know, it's like, you know, one thing about entrepreneurship, you can do so much. And one of the risks that I said I'm not going to take is be burned out. I want to be able to enjoy this, all of it. Even though I do a lot of things and I plan a lot of things in advance, I want to be able to enjoy some of this stuff I do. I don't want to be burned out because number one priority for me is my health, and that's my mental health. That's my mental health. Mental wellness is priority number one for me. I'm always gonna, you know, that's I'm always gonna say that. It is. For me, it's my mental wellness. It's my mental health. Self-love is self-care. Self-care is self-love. My greatest purpose in life is to love myself. It's to know myself, it's to be myself. You know? So that is priority number one for me. It always has been and it always will be. Because I want to put out there, deliver the best content that I can. And if I don't spend time with myself and my personal time, I won't be able to give that to you. And I want to be able to give you the best of me. So, before I close this podcast on entrepreneurship, I'm still considering doing the live, so but not yet. Like I said, you'll know. What is your greatest hold back when it comes to entrepreneurship? What is your greatest hold back? You can always make a good, you know, you can always go to my website and send me an email. What is your greatest holdback? You have dreams. And if you have them, what's the hardest thing right now? That's the most difficult thing that's kind of getting in the way. It might be you, right? But if it's not you, what is it? Is it finances? Is it your desire not to learn new technology? Is it somebody? You know, what factors keep you prevent you from starting your dream business, your dream thing? Is it anything? Is it something else? Like I said, it could be anything. What is it? Let me know. Because these factors you think are limitations are limitations that you're placing only on yourself. I always had the mentality of saying that, you know what? I can do anything I want to do. I can do anything I put my mind to it and my determination, not just my mind, but my desire, my motivation, you know, that I wanted to do. But also, I have developed over time these attributes of tenaciousness and perseverance, never giving up, willingness to learn. Those are developed. Those are innate in me. So no matter what comes along, sometimes that's why it is so much for me. It's because I have these innate character traits that's in my DNA, that if I wanted to do something today and I said I want to do that, I could do it. Because I have these innate character traits that are already instilled in me as a leader, as a person, as a human being. They're already there in me. So if, like I said, if I wanted to do something, whatever it is, if I wanted to develop and create, I can fill in the blank. I would do it. I would be able to do it. Simply because of the fact that I know I can. That's how much I believe in myself. That's how much I know myself. There's simply nothing stopping me and nothing getting my way. My question to you is, what is getting in yours? So, as I said, closing this podcast, do listen to the other shows. And this is 2020. So if you, like I said, plan your life. That's what I talk about a lot. Planning your life. So what are you going to do? Are you interested in starting an online business? Is that the one thing? You know, you don't, for whatever reason. You know, $300 to start off an online course on an audio and in conjunction with listening to this podcast, it's not a bad start. So for only $300, you can start your path, your journey, if that is what you truly desire, to doing and creating and starting an online business and making it profitable. You can do that anytime today, anytime you want to. There's absolutely, sometimes I think you can hold your own self back so much more than anything else. And the limited beliefs that people have, the number one I find is that I can't do that. I don't think I could do that. And you keep telling yourself that, then you believe it, and then you become that. The limited beliefs that you tell yourself really is what hinders you from getting from A to Z. Because there's nothing that you should be able to do. Like I said, there's no excuse. I had none. You're listening to somebody who didn't make excuses, although I made some. I didn't have a lot of things. I didn't have the funding. I didn't have some of the tools. I had to wait. And see, that's another thing too. My circumstances may not be yours. Yours may not be mine. I'm talking from being in my shoes. I was not able to do, but see, I still got the results that a lot of people look for. I still get the same results of somebody accomplishing their goals. But there was a lot of things that I didn't have, but that never stopped me. I said I wanted to be a star. You know, I used to think I wanted to be an actress. I did, and I did it one time. But I wanted to be a star. I said, yeah, you can be a star. But not the star that you think you are. The star of your own show is you being the star of your own life. That's the star that I am. So, but again, I say it every year, and I'll start this year by saying I thank everybody who has publicly and privately helped me in seeing my dreams and goals, my goals becoming a reality. I do thank them. And may your year be blessed. And well, and may you live well and have a well life. But like I said, it's all up to you. It's all up to you because there's absolutely nothing holding you back. Thank you for listening.